Court justices' safety. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Following the Supreme Court's reversal of Roe v. Wade on June 24th, concerns are increasing over the protection of Supreme Court justices as protesters continue to gather outside their homes. Fox's Alexandria Hoff has more.
On Friday, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan and Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin received a letter from the Supreme Court Marshal requesting that local laws be enforced to shut down protests at Supreme Court justices' homes due to increased threatening activity. The two governors have responded, essentially saying, yeah, we've been asking the Department of Justice to do this for months. According to Governor Hogan's office, the two made this request to Attorney General Merrick Garland as soon as the draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade was leaked and the protests started in their states. But, quote, a month later, hours after an assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh, the Department of Justice finally responded, declining to enforce the laws.
U.S. Marshals have given additional security despite the Justice Department not ending any of the protests. Police in Denmark say the 22-year-old Danish gunman who opened fire in a Copenhagen shopping mall Sunday most likely acted alone and shot his victims at random. Two Danes and one Russian citizen were killed. Four others were critically wounded. A January 6th committee member discusses what's next in their hearings. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more.
Committee member and California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says the possible links of radical groups, the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers, to the Trump White House will be explored. He added on CBS Face the Nation they will look at
the efforts to assemble that mob on the mall.
Schiff added that new witnesses continue to come forward.
Republicans say that Democrats are using the hearings as a distraction from the inflation crisis. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Texas yoga instructor who was on the run from law enforcement has been apprehended and is back in the U.S.
34-year-old Caitlin Marie Armstrong was returned to the U.S. on Saturday and now faces charges in connection with the shooting death of a professional cyclist in what's being called a love triangle murder. Armstrong was found Wednesday hiding out in Costa Rica after fleeing the country last month. She's accused of killing cyclist Anna Mariah Wilson in Austin, Texas on May 11th after Wilson had spent the day with Armstrong's pro cyclist boyfriend, Colin Strickland. Armstrong had altered her appearance and may have had cosmetic surgery after fleeing the U.S. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Certain convicts in Tennessee will be spending significantly more time in jail now that a new law is in effect.
Starting this month in Tennessee, people convicted of crimes will need to spend 100% of that sentence as a prisoner. It's called the Truth in Sentencing Act, and it became popular among legislators who realized people convicted of crimes, even violent ones, were serving less than half of their sentences before being let out. Some inmates' rights groups are calling the new law unfair or unjust and say it limits the chances of convicts to live better lives after prison. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A new family movie beats out Maverick and Elvis for the top spot at the holiday box office.
Minions, The Rise of Gru pulls in $108.5 million in ticket sales through Sunday. By the end of the holiday weekend, the computer-animated comedy could earn enough to beat one of the biggest openings ever for a July 4th weekend. Top Gun Maverick comes in at number 2 in its 6th week in theaters, adding an additional $25.5 million to its more than $1 billion total. Elvis, number 3 with 19 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.